Ben the Man Philan Parsons from RE/MAX Property Pros on duty right now with us. Good morning, Ben.
Hey, good morning, Jeff.
All right, Mr. Camo Man over there. You've been doing a little bit of turkey hunting lately, but and your reputation as a hunter is probably as widely known as your reputation as a land man in the real estate business, but you've always made it very clear. You like your hunting time, but people do need to get a hold of you. They can call you anytime, text you anytime. If you don't hear from Ben right away, chances are he's got his sight set on a gobbler.
Yeah.
And but you always get back to folks. Yeah.
I can't tell you how much work I've actually got done leaning up against the tree and using my phone or in the laptop that I leave in the car.
Now, see, I don't know if that makes you a dedicated real estate man or just a bad turkey hunter.
Oh.
I'm not sure which way to go on that one.
You know, it's a house divided, right?
So, but the thing about turkeys is, it's not like it's a parade in front of you the whole time, and you just got to wait and pick out which one's got the longest beard and the longest spurs.
Yeah, it's one of those things where a lot of people call turkeys dumb because they're used to having them come in their yard and
picking
at the bird feeders, and you know they have a brain the size of a golf ball, maybe even a little less than a golf ball, maybe let's say a walnut.
Yeah,
and the thing is they're not. They're not super smart, but what they are is super wary. They're terrified of everything from day one, if they actually hatch. I mean, there's this 28-day period when the hen's on the nest and those eggs are being incubated before they hatch that they are extremely vulnerable. It's a very small percentage of eggs that actually hatch into poults. And then there's another month before they can actually fly and effectively escape predators. So there's a 2.5 month period where they're extremely vulnerable. And the ones that do make it to juvenile or adulthood, they've learned to be wary of every single thing. Hmm. And I had an old guy tell me once when I first started turkey hunting, he said their eyesight and their hearing is unbelievable. That if they could smell like a deer, they would be unkillable. He said that they can see a tick on the side of a tree at 300 yards and hear a fart.
Wow.
So I don't know if we can say that on the air. But
we just did, but that's okay. Yeah, nothing wrong with that. I say that a lot. But any, you know what? When I was a kid, Ben, I grew up in Wisconsin. When I was a kid, I never saw bald eagles. Mm-hmm. I never saw loons. I never saw turkey. I never saw white pelicans. Now you can see all of them in spades. So every time folks start bad-mouthing the DNR, I say, look at what all the success stories that they've had. Nobody bats 1,000, but they've had a lot of success stories in our wildlife. We've got a lot of great success stories in this state.
Absolutely, and I think you can add swans.
Oh, yeah, swans too, yeah.
I can remember, you know, I've been here since 2010, and it was super rare to see a pair of swans, and now it's like I see them pretty regularly.
I used to see lots of pheasants when I was a kid in Appleton, too, but now everywhere I saw pheasants, there's mini malls and hairdressers and nail salons and all that kind of stuff, so that's why I don't see pheasants anymore, but that's a different story. That ain't the DNR's fault.
Right. Well, and it's a controversial subject. You know, back, you probably remember probably 80s and before, trapping was kind of prominent. A lot of people trapped for extra side money and, you know, trapped for furs, and so there's been a huge anti-fur movement. Synthetics have gotten better in quality, and the prices of fur have really plummeted. So fewer people are trapping for fur. Well, our predator populations are pretty high as well, and those are all egg eaters too.
Oh yeah.
So not only are they taking out the young poults and fawns and things like that, but you know they're finding these ground nesting bird eggs, the grouse, the pheasants, the turkeys. And they're raiding these nests. And so if a person wants to see its circle of life, if a person wants to see more ground nesting birds, you've got to do your part for the predator control.
Yeah, and you can't build malls where there used to be cornfields that were full of pheasants.
Yeah, habitat's
the main deal there. But anyway, that's our little wildlife segment here with Ben the Man Philan Parsons from RE/MAX Property Pros today. Well, you know, it's a package deal. You get a real estate professional, you get a guy that's very comfortable and well-versed in the outdoors as well. So I think people, you must jive really well with people that are looking for specific things like hunting land especially.
Well, education is a huge part of what we do, and every agent educating their clients on contracts, contract language, what can happen, what can go awry, how do we deal with these situations. But you know, not only am I well versed in all that, but when it comes to large acre parcels, whether you're looking for a home on acreage, or a home adjacent to public acreage, or just hunting land, a camp or some place to go to recreate, you know, not everybody can really delve into the habitat requirements of the game that you're pursuing, what you can do, or here's some work that needs to be done, but I don't know who does this kind of stuff. I can hook you up with contractors that, you know, go in and take care of tag alder, build boardwalks through lowland, things like that. So well connected in wildlife and timber management, and I think that's one area where I shine. And even saying that, I learn new things every day as well.
Sure,
you know, it wasn't that long ago. I just learned that you know, it's a lot of common talk. Folks can say wild turkeys can actually have what's called a virgin birth. The scientific term for that is parthenogenesis. And this is when embryos can develop in an unfertilized egg. And now when this happens, it usually results in low fertility all male hatchlings. But when you hear people talk about wild turkeys and virgin birth, it can and it does happen. It's rare, but it does happen. So that's something that I learned here not too long ago, and I thought I was pretty well versed in wild turkey management habitat.
And so walking through a piece of land, and you can share some of those little things, and your clients are saying, you know what, it's not just an act on the radio. This guy really does know all this stuff out here in the woods.
Yeah, that's the part that I enjoy the most, is putting on the knee boots and getting out there and showing folks, you know, when they've got three or four different 40s that they've kind of honed in on, and we get out there and we walk those things, and we want to know what kind of habitat you're buying. Or if it's the location that's more important, what can we do to improve habitat so that once you buy this, you're not at the mercy of Mother Nature. You can make it to what you want. And real estate is an investment. Whether you intend on having it forever or turning it in 5 or 10 years, it's an investment.
Yeah.
And having someone out there that knows what to do to capitalize on that investment, I think, is huge.
And if you're sitting on a piece of land that you've been meaning to sell, and you've been told one thing and you haven't had been the man for land out there yet, and that place has still got a sign out in front, maybe say, okay, maybe I should switch gears here a little bit. Let's concentrate on a guy that really talks about and knows and's got the background on all this stuff. Probably you're one of the number one guys in the area that have this knowledge and background.
Yeah, absolutely. And I would say I'm kind of going out on a limb here and hope I'm not stepping on too many toes, but a lot of times, you know, real estate is all about who you know more than what you
sure.
know. And that's kind of disappointing, because I see a lot of properties listed because of who they knew. And so when folks are calling and asking questions, you know, well, I see it's in MFL. What can you tell me? And that listing agent might not know the first thing about the managed forest law program.
But yet you get a call.
Yet it really, oh my gosh, it happens all the time where someone, even a seller, will call me and ask questions, and I have to tell them, I said, you've got your own agent.
Yeah, right.
You know, now when the contract expires, you can give me a call, but for right now, my hands are tied.
Yeah.
You know, you didn't list with me to begin with, and the most frustrating thing is when folks are calling me and they say, you know, my agent's not getting out here and walking these parcels with potential buyers. They're cutting them loose, saying, yeah, if you got time, you know, park here by this gate and have fun. Let me know what you think. If that agent isn't walking that property with that buyer, answering questions, pointing out all the high points of that property, I hate to say it, but they listed with the wrong agent.
Yeah. Well, and you know, all of us, we have ears to listen with and eyes to see, and so we need to make good decisions when we're making these decisions, because a lot of times, Ben, we hear it all the time when it comes to real estate. It's some of the biggest things that we're ever going to buy our whole life, an investment that's going to benefit us our whole life, but it can also be a bad thing for a big chunk of our life. Got to do it right the first time around.
Got to do it right. And, you know, I've heard a lot of people talk about how it's slowed down. We've stayed steady.
Yeah.
I stay steady and consistent all year long. And it doesn't matter if I'm in the office or leaning up against an oak tree or a pine tree. I'm busy all the time. I've never a lack of things to do. But I think, you know, to kind of segue into our morning topic.
Yeah, we had a topic that we haven't even gotten to yet.
There are, no matter what's going on in the real estate market, hot, cold, buyer market, seller market, there are nine things that we as human beings cannot avoid. There are we call them the nine D's of real estate.
And they're all D's.
They're all D's. There's debt, diamonds, diapers, divorce, downsizing, distance, disaster, disability, and death. Those are things that all of us...
Not many of those sound fun.
No. And I'm sure there's one or two in there that when folks listening in this morning, they heard that D word.
Yeah.
And it really hit them right in the feels, you know, right in the chest. Because, oh, yeah, I went through that. Or, oh, yeah, I'm facing that right now. And every single time there is a real estate move, it's linked to one of these D's.
So it's just a matter of time. Everybody's going to probably run into one of these D's eventually if you're a homeowner. So with all that in mind, let's go through them one by one. Let's break it down a little bit so people are really prepared. If maybe it's happening right now, maybe it might be happening tomorrow or next week, but let's people the information.
Yeah, so debt, you know, sometimes we get a little over our heads. Sometimes we made a bad buy. We paid a little bit too much for this, and now the cost of life is getting ahead of us. Or, you know, medical bills, things like that. Things happen where folks might find themselves in debt, and for most people, their real estate is where they have the most fluidity, where they have the most equity and cash and available to take care of that debt. So maybe they got to peel off that hunting property, sell that hunting property, or downsize in their house, or maybe they've got to sell the house and rent for a little while so to take care of that debt. Diamonds, so that's someone gets down on one knee, gives you that diamond. Oh, now this little one-bedroom, one-bathroom apartment or two-bedroom, one-bath house isn't enough for this new budding relationship and marriage. So we're starting a new life, and sometimes we need to upgrade in those situations. And, of course, after diamonds comes, and sometimes before,
diapers.
And so now this two-bedroom or three-bedroom, or maybe we had three bedrooms. Now we're experiencing diapers again.
Yeah.
And we need another bedroom. Divorce, unfortunately, this happens way, way too often. Hmm. But it is a part of life. Half of all marriages end in divorce. And when you have an asset this big where you're linked and tied to someone else and you're severing those ties, your real estate is one of those things that have to go.
And talk about doing it right the first time. You only get the one chance on this one.
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, downsizing, that's a stage that my wife and I are in the process of. You know, our kids are getting ready to fly the coop. I've got one that turned 21 over the weekend and two that will be 18 come September. And so we didn't need all the square footage and space, so we just traded square footage for acreage.
Yeah.
And so slowing down.
And doesn't it feel fantastic? You've been settled in now. Doesn't it feel fantastic to do that, Ben? Just having a little bit of land with your name on it. When you sit there and you look at it, and everything you see is yours. Isn't that a feeling that you just can't buy? Well, you can if you got enough money in the real estate market, but it's hard to get that feeling.
You know, yesterday, as a matter of fact, Ann and I, she hadn't really walked the property much. So, you know, we waited for the turkeys to move through the yard and go back into the woods, and the deer came and went. And so once the wildlife is all settled, you know, going in their routine, I said, come on, let's take a walk around. And we were just talking about different trees and little places where we'd like to put a trail and places where come this next winter we intend on establishing snowshoe trails and things like that. And it was the first time that she got out there, and she just kept saying, wow, this is a lot. How far are we from the house? You know, just so that was, it was a really cool feeling. Now, distance is another reason, another D word, why I think a lot of people make real estate moves. I've got a client right now selling his place because he's got these awesome grandkids that are a couple hours away, And, you know, parents are busy.
Yeah.
You know, they're in their income earning years, their child rearing years, and they can't get away to go see grandpa as much as he'd like to. So he's selling his place, getting closer.
So grandpa's going to go to them.
Yep, grandpa's going to go to them. That's not, you know, gosh, my three kids were raised by people with itchy feet. And I don't mean, you know, I don't mean we need gold bond powder.
Right.
I mean people that have moved a lot and lived in a lot of parts of the country. So my kids are growing up with who knows where they're going to end up. My youngest daughter actually for the longest time swore she was going to move to Norway.
Yeah.
Now it's Hawaii.
Okay.
So from one extreme to the next. So for me and for Ann and I to uproot our life because of distance from kids and grandkids seems kind of silly when they're all planning on going to all four corners of the earth.
Yeah.
So this is... you know, this is our home base right here. They know that they always have a home base.
Yep.
And have camper or passport will travel.
Yeah, absolutely. But sometimes one of those D's, the divorce, then leads to the D in the distance. And sometimes you can't put enough distance in between those two people. Right. And so it works out that way, too.
Yeah, it does. It does. Another unfortunate one, you know, is disaster.
Yeah.
And we actually, gosh, I've worked with folks that are coming up here from the Southwest. They're tired of the fires from the Gulf Coast, Florida. They're tired of the hurricanes.
And the high prices.
Yep, and all that. So when Mother Nature comes through and wipes something out, you know, it's crazy. When you look at, sure, we have the occasional tornado or straight line wind. We have deep snow.
Yeah,
from time to time, but for us, that's a good thing. You know, that's a boom to our economy.
Right, right.
You know, we take snow and make green out of it. But yeah, disaster is definitely something that I have helped folks overcome. Moving to one of the places where we have the fewest natural disasters of anywhere else in the world.
Flooding is an issue, but people know that going in.
They do. And, of course, we've got some great maps right now
that
show flood zones. So when you're looking at waterfront properties, you know where the water is going to come to on a 100-year chance, 100-year flood.
Was that the last D?
No, we've actually got two other ones. Disability is one.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And
the house may not work out because of aging issues, stuff like that.
Yeah. ADA compliance is getting to be pretty a common request these days. You know, folks are aging. They need to be able to get their wheelchair through doors and around corners. So they're looking for that wheelchair ramps and things to get in and out of the house. And of course, when we talk about the stretcher, you know, when the stretcher needs to come in and out,
that's the ultimate D.
That's the final D, and that's death.
Yeah.
And then now your heirs or whoever winds up with this property after you pass. They have to decide, are we going to keep it, or do we liquidate this asset? How do we do it? What paperwork do we need? What's the process? So, you know, we're all of us RE/MAX property pros have experienced clients that have gone through every one of these 9 D's, including myself. So no matter which D you're experiencing right now, I'm the agent for you.
That's a good boy. Boy, I can't top that, Ben. So we got to how can people get a hold of you and get some of that great humor along with all of your expertise here and all these different facets?
The best way to get a hold of me, Jeff, is a text or a call to my cell phone, which is 715 area code 550-5683. And usually, like you said, as long as I don't have the shotgun beat on a gobbler, I am responding to those texts as long as I'm in cell phone service. And, of course, an email, I get to those as timely as possible. And that email is benthemanforland@gmail.com. There's the social media, Forrester Ben, benthemanforland. You find me on that, message me through that. And you can find out a little bit more about me before you take the jump and call if you want.
Absolutely. Call RE/MAX Property Pros offices and say, you know, I heard that Ben the Man for Land guy might be just the guy I need to buy or sell some property here. So hook me up with Ben. Call in one of the offices. We'll get that done, too.
Yeah. I'm not a hard sales guy. I'm not pushy. I'm that guy where squeaky wheel gets the grease. So the more you pester me, the more answers you get out of me. And but again, if you want a hard salesman, that's not me. If you want somebody that lives life just like you do,
yeah,
that just happens to have a real estate license, that's me.
Boy, I couldn't say it any better. That's a good way to close. Ben the Man for Land Parsons for RE/MAX Property Pros. Ben, I always enjoy having a talk with you. We'll talk to you again soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, Jeff.